Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Family is the Answer, an adoption and foster care podcast. I'm Karina Kuna Henson, Managing Director for Ruhe Foundation. Together with Podcast Network Asia, we're here to share resources to inform you and stories to inspire you about adoption and foster care. Hope you enjoy listening. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to our Family is the Answer podcast. Well, it's been a while since I have been at one of our podcast recordings. I know you guys have been up to date on some of the interviews that we've been sharing with you guys through this podcast, and just wanted to thank everybody for continuing to follow our content. So I hope you've been enjoying the story so far. I am coming to you through this recording from our new office, which is another kind of big update for us as a team. Really nice to have our own little space in the heart of Metro Manila. We're coming to you right from the city center, Makati City. Yeah, if you guys are in the area, drop by. We would love to meet you. So that's kind of what's been up with us recently. Also, I woke up today with some really, really, really great news. I can't keep it to myself. I can't help but share. One of our advocates and one of the families that has really been so core in advocating for adoption and for talking to us and sharing their experiences with us around what it's like to foster and adopt an older child. We got such great news that after like 2 years of being in the court process, they finally got their order of adoption today. And it has been so long since we've heard about, you know, an adoption being completed and being able to celebrate with someone from our community. There are so many different milestones in the adoption and foster care process that sometimes you don't know when it's really, really, really done. But thankfully for this family, it is fully complete. We got to see a glimpse of the order of adoption that was granted to their family by the court, and just so much to celebrate there. This might not be a big deal if you are listening in from another part of the world, like the US or in other countries where, you know, you get these orders of adoption processed so quickly. Unfortunately, here in the Philippines, we're still on that road towards a quicker turnaround time when it comes to the adoption process. But this is really something that we celebrate because it's, you know, it's so nice to know that this family now can put this part of their story behind them and move on to really just building together. But yeah, just thought to share that with you guys, some good news from our side of the world. But today we really wanted to talk a little bit about foster care. Now, foster care is one of those things that I know I had some mixed feelings about initially. I know that, you know, when I started looking at the orphan care space, when I started understanding what some of the issues were around orphan care and vulnerable children in the Philippines, what stood out to me at that time, probably about 5 or 6 years ago, initially was I could just recall all of the terrible stories about the foster care system in the US and, you know, some of the horror stories that other people had experienced when it came to fostering. And what was highlighted in those conversations around foster care was really the trauma of it. Somehow, when you would talk about foster care, what people would like to share about that was that, oh, foster care is traumatic. It's traumatic because the child is, you know, then placed in your family temporarily, and that's only for several months or a few years or whatever. And the longer that they're with you, the more painful the separation will be after. And it's not just hard for the family, it's also hard for the children. And that's what stood out to me. That was what stuck with me when it came to fostering. But I've actually, my perspectives around fostering and my understanding of its benefits, of its beauty, has really shifted drastically in the last few years as I've gone deeper into really understanding what the needs are on the ground. I do need to emphasize that it really is in the best interest of the child to be around family. That when you think about fostering, you need to remember that yes, there could be some painful, difficult aspects about fostering, but that pain and those difficulties in most cases, far outweigh the cost of living in an institution for these kids. That there are many more benefits that come from experiencing family life, even if it's just for a short time. And, you know, we thought we would just explain a little bit about the difference as well between fostering and adoption. A question that we get asked so commonly in our forums is, what's the difference between foster care and adoption? This is a great question, and we welcome this question because we recognize that really foster care in the Philippines is relatively new. It's not something that we've had as a program and been available to residents of the Philippines for very long. In fact, the Foster Care Act has really only been around for just over 10 years, so just around a decade. But let me just explain the difference between foster care and adoption, so we can be clear about how that's different. Republic Act 11642, which is our new domestic adoption law, defines adoption as the social legal process of providing a permanent family to a child whose parents had voluntarily or involuntarily given up their parental rights. So key words here, it's permanent family to a child who does not have a parent. Either the parents have voluntarily or involuntarily had to cut off their rights. And what's beautiful about adoption, I was reading the order of adoption of that family I was telling you about at the start of this podcast. I was reading their order of adoption, and what I was just so moved by the language used, where it said that this child is now both a legitimate child and legal heir of the adoptive parents. And so that's really, if you want to define adoption very clearly, it's what sets it apart from foster care is that through the adoption process, a child becomes a legitimate child and a legal heir. That's what adoption is. That's the power. That's the beauty of adoption. Now, Republic Act 11642 also defines foster care for us. And foster care is the planned temporary substitute parental care by a foster parent or foster family. And I think the key difference, right? Adoption is permanent, and foster care is in most cases temporary. There's no assurance that this child will be with you for the long term. You have no assurance around how long or what that setup could look like. Could it end in adoption? Absolutely. That's possible. If it's in the best interest of the child that the child who you are currently fostering would be adopted by the same family, then that's absolutely possible. But it's important to understand that foster care in itself is designed to be temporary. So adoption is permanent family. Foster care is also in many ways family-based care. You know, I was reading an article talking a little bit about foster care, and it really said it's the most nurturing out-of-home placement that a child who is in need of a family could experience. What currently happens in the Philippines is that children who don't have parents or children whose parents unfortunately cannot care for them or whose rights need to be terminated for whatever circumstance, they get placed in institutional care. It's just they only have two options while waiting for adoption. It's institutional care or it's foster care. And we know through science, we know through research, we have a really great article about this. I think it's called like Why Family is Important for the Brain Development of the Child. It's on our website. The research is, there's a mountain of it. There's so much evidence that points to the benefits of family-based care over institutional care. And so for a child who's waiting to be adopted, it's just those two options. There's really nothing outside of that that would work for someone who's waiting to be adopted. And so I feel really strongly about foster care because the reality, unfortunately, in our country, in the Philippines right now, not a lot of children are getting adopted. Statistics also show that this is true. Only one out of 248 children in alternative care actually get adopted, at least for us in the Philippines. Can you imagine? One out of 248. And so of the 248 children that are living in a children's home today under alternative care or institutional care, only one's going to get adopted, which means that 247 of them are going to grow up without the permanence of family. And foster care can really change that. Maybe not in giving them permanence, but in giving them something to model family life after, and in their critical years as children, as minors, at least have a foster family that would be able to guide them in those formative years. I am not against institutional care. I think we have some really great children's homes here in the Philippines. We've come to know so many of them, and they do such a great job at loving our kids and just providing a nurturing environment. But statistically, for every 30 children in a children's home, there's typically only one house parent. Now, this is not everyone. This is the average. This is what we find generally happens. And 1 to 30. Can you imagine that ratio? Can you imagine having 30 kids? I have 3. And I spend most of my day calling out for my husband to help me. So, I mean, humor aside, this is not the best for the children. They need one-on-one attention in order to build healthy attachment and trusting relationships. 1 to 30 is not an ideal ratio under any circumstance for a healthy relationship to be formed. And so while these children's homes are designed to take care of them and to provide care and love, it's really just not enough. It's just not the same as family. And unfortunately, paperwork also takes time. When you think about the paperwork that goes in to preparing a child and getting them a certificate, declaring them legally available for adoption, the amount of time that it takes to process that. The child is waiting in a children's home. They could already be experiencing family-based care through a foster family. Our hope is that as you're listening to this episode, your hearts would just open up and that you would consider whether or not maybe you know someone who could foster, whether this is something you've actually thought about. After all, fostering is so much a part of our Philippine culture. I actually find that fostering is something that Filipinos do really well. If you're listening today and you are, you know, from the Philippines, I'm sure you know someone, a relative, a friend who has graciously opened their home to someone who needed a family. And although we know how to do that in our hearts, our encouragement is that we would legalize that by actually getting licensed to become a foster family and actually formalizing that setup for the protection of the family and for the protection of the child.
Hi there, I'm Coach Laika Maravilla. Whether you're looking for a new opportunity, a new position, or a promotion, I'm here to help you land your dream job. Let me walk you through what you need to do before, during, and after your next job interview in the Get Hired podcast. Listen, learn, and get hired now.
Like I mentioned, foster care is so new. So I'll take you back to the law a little bit. Try not to make this too academic, but the Foster Care Act of 2012 is also known as Republic Act 10165. So if you want to go do your own research, you can always do that. RA 10165. And I'll just read to you some of the things that this law states. So one, it recognizes that in most cases, a child will benefit more from foster care or family-based care than institutional care. So that's what we just talked about, right? The other thing is that the state recognizes that foster care is an important step towards the child's return and reintegration to his biological parents or placement with an adoptive family. We've come to understand that actually reintegration with a child's biological family, or what we like to call reunification, is also something that takes time. And what foster care does is it allows a child to be experiencing the love and care of a family, especially a young child. Actually, you know what? All children, regardless of age, all children need that. And so the law does recognize that. Also, under RA 10165, it also says that the state shall protect the rights of the biological child of a foster family and ensure that in no case shall the child be disadvantaged as a result of the placement of the foster child. One of the comments we hear is, we would really love to foster, but we don't know if it'll be good for our kids. I really encourage you to check out some of the content that's available online from a lot of foster care advocates. I love Jamie Finn's content. She runs Foster the Family, and you can find her on Instagram. She has a blog, she has a book, and she really talks about the beauty of foster care. And she has several biological children. She continued to foster while they were young, and she's, you know, adopted and all of that. And she's done it all. She really talks about the balance and how, you know, you can enter into foster care not sacrificing the well-being of your biological children, but actually allowing them to become a part of that journey and allowing them to experience and witness the beauty of sharing what we have and welcoming a child into our home through foster care. One of our foster parents comes to mind. She shared her story quite openly in, you know, our recent podcasts. She's a single mom that had first welcomed a child into her home through adoption. And I think he was probably about 12 or 13. He really wanted to have a brother. And this particular single mom said, you know what? Yeah, it sounds like a good idea. And she really wanted to explore foster care. And so they were just so brave in stepping out and they took it on. They were really excited about fostering. And so they fostered another young boy. And it was just a really great setup. They had a really good experience. It was not without hiccups. There were some challenges along the way, as any relationship would go with a child. But in spite of that, they pressed on and they were really able to build a really good relationship with this boy that they were fostering. But, you know, after several months together, this single mom got word that the biological family of the child she was fostering was actually in a much better place. That the parents, they had, social workers had worked with them and they were ready and more equipped to parent. And that her foster son was going to have to go back and be reunified with his biological family. And she just described to me just the mix of emotions. Part of it was sadness and grief over having to say goodbye. But, you know, she just said, you know, it reminded me that we were able to give him something that was valuable. We gave him our love. We gave him our time. And we were able to invest that in this boy. And that was worth it. And it was bittersweet because it was painful, but also they were happy for him knowing that he was going to be reunified with his biological family. And there are stories like that. And most foster care journeys with a child end just like that. Bittersweet is almost how they always describe it. It's a mix of emotions, but it's also just overwhelming to know that you were able to impact the life of a child in a way that was not temporary. The impact is permanent. So while foster care might be temporary, the impact that that has on the life of a child is permanent. It's lasting. It does not end when that child leaves your home. And that's really my encouragement to those who worry. I mentioned at the beginning that my thoughts around foster care were always, you know, I had heard all these stories of, oh, it's going to be so painful. It's so traumatic. I don't know how you're going to do it. The saying goodbye part, it's just, it's going to rip your heart up. And yes, that might be true. But while the relationship, that fostering relationship might be temporary, the impacts of the love, the care, and the nurture that they got from being in relationship with you and encountering your family, it's permanent. It'll last forever. It'll last a lifetime for these kids. And so fostering really is worth it. I believe that there are families who will say yes to this, and we're committed to walking alongside them to making sure they have what they need and that they feel the support that they need to embark on this journey. Not just as an organization, but as friends, seeing these families with friends that we have that are already involved in foster care here in the Philippines. And so if you do need more technical information, we will invite you to join our pre-adoption and foster care forums. That happens every month online, which means, you know, you can just, it's as simple as registering and logging on at the right time, and we're there to take questions. It explains both adoption and foster care. But in the near future, we really do hope to equip you guys with more events around foster care specifically. So you might not be called to foster, but hopefully this has given you enough information to talk about it. Share it with your friends, share it with the people in your community, and help us find those foster families. Because at the end of it, you know, our heart is really that we'd be able to encourage foster families to get licensed, so that we can really support the reunification and restoration of families in our nation. So that's a little bit about foster care. I'm probably going to end here today. I could talk on and on about this, but I will leave you with that. And if you need more information, feel free to reach out to me or to our team at Rohe Foundation, and we'll be really happy to support you and journey with you as you explore fostering and adoption. So thanks again for tuning in to the Family is the Answer podcast. That was the Family is the Answer podcast by Rohe Foundation and powered by Podcast Network Asia. If you're interested to know more about adoption and foster care, visit our website at rohefoundation.org, where you can find articles, videos, and other resources. You can also find us on social media. We're Rohe Foundation on Instagram and Facebook. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope to catch you at our next episode. The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.